Okay, a chat message?
Yes.
Okay, is it in the, do you want
to? No, it's directly to me. I just don't know how to respond to it because, I don't know who Leah is. I don't know what the message means. And, I don't know how to respond.
You don't know what the message is?
Yeah, it says also for filling vacancies, ? I have no idea what that's in reference to.
Also for filling vacancies. Well, I think we'll have to ignore that.
Thank you. I'll ignore it.
I'm not sure that it's relevant to our agenda right at this time. Okay. So, James, your hand is still up. James, did you? Okay. Thank you. All right. So is there any other, concerns before we close out this meeting and move to executive session? Raise your hand if you do not have a link.
Sorry, Carol, point of information. I'm sorry to be such a pain. So we can leave this meeting. We sign into executive session and then we have to go back to the link for the regular meeting to come back. Is that
yes,
how?
Yes, at 12:45, we will come back to this meeting.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
This meeting is recessed.
I have a question. Are we taking a 5-minute break still?
I think we better take a 5-minute break still. So can you see that?
12:03.
It's 12:03. So let's come back at 12:08. Back reconvening for the regular, KPFA local station board meeting. Welcome everyone back. Darlene, did you have a report that you wanted to make? I know that Darlene needs to go to, help with the International Women's Day meeting. And if people have proposals for podcasts or other materials for International Women's Day, please contact Darlene. Go ahead, Darlene, with your report, and you may want to talk about where you're going to. Darlene, are you back?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. Okay.
Elizabeth and Don both have their hands up.
This is a report out. Fred, I'm doing the report out for the public for what's been happening in the PMB. Okay?
Go ahead. Wait just a second. Elizabeth, do you have a point of information? Oh, no. Her hand's gone. Frank, did you have a point of information?
No, I will wait till after. I just wanted to make sure my hand is up so I can speak.
Okay. Tell Darlene to continue.
Darlene, please continue.
All right. This is all information from the open sessions of the PMB that have not yet been shared with the public, and also some things haven't been shared yet with the LSB. The most tragic thing that's happened on the PNB currently is that on New Year's Eve, the representative from KPFK, Lawrence Reyes, a longtime participant in governance at Pacifica, died. There's no way talking about that, except that it is tragic. Other items, this is going back quite a few months, but the PNB faced the fact that the $110,000 that it would normally or budgeted would cost to run an election to bring in new delegates to the PNB, excuse me, to our local stations, the LSBs. We don't have the money. We couldn't get the money. We can't find the money. What do we do? And what has happened is basically remain in place. All the directors of the PNB are staying in place. Nobody's, rotating out, and there aren't new directors, delegates, and therefore new directors that can be put on the PNB. And it is an exceptional situation.
Point of information.
Bibles don't cover that. And so remaining in place is the current situation. It makes for complications.
Darlene, can you pause a moment? Point of information. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, Darlene, I just want to make sure you, when you're saying directors remain in place, you're not saying, you mean LSB members and delegates, not directors, correct? Because directors are going to get reelected.
Okay. Close him. Let Darlene answer.
Go ahead.
I'm a little unclear of how we're using each phrase in each item. We just are having right now, elections for directors. That's true. That's true. That happens because we can do it in our LSBs. So we are not having national, let me just put it that way. We are not having national elections because we cannot pay for the structure of those elections. Does that work for you, James? Do you think that clears?
I just wanted to make sure it was clear that the directors are not just continuing. Last year's directors don't just get forwarded without being renominated and elected by LSBs.
Just right, as we just did. So my error there. Okay.
Okay, and I just want to clarify. So, Darlene, you have 5 minutes. Mark is doing a media presentation for 15 minutes. Sharon has 10 minutes for the presentation.
How much time does Darlene have left?
Darlene, you have 3 minutes left.
All right, I'll zip through. Our audit for the last fiscal year was completed. We are, you know, we are in compliance there. But we now have a new fiscal year that has to be addressed. And so the audit committee has a definite problem coming up of how to handle that. We do not have an auditing firm currently. The Pacifica PMB has developed a draft underwriting policy and a pilot project period encouraging the stations to solicit local sources for station underwriting. This is a new thing altogether for Pacifica. It is an issue of finance. We are also trying to coordinate days of national programming audience building across the whole network. We have lost, I may have said this, we have lost the services of our recording secretary and parliamentarian. Aki Tanaka has stepped up and is performing the entire duty of a recording secretary in addition to being a director on the PNB, and much thanks have been given to him and should continue to be given to him for doing that. Let's see, lack of delegates. The issue of the certainty of a new national director is definitely destabilizing all across Pacifica. We have come to the point of having to sell assets. And all the buildings that Pacifica owns have been appraised and evaluated, and the building at KPFK is going to go up for sale, and the station itself will be rehomed. That is starting now. At the last meeting, we approved the going forward to that. And also, there have been a lot of issues of the LSBs that the PNB is deciding to handle. And as that affects KPFA, there was the PNB voted to rescind the removal of Elizabeth Milos from the KPFA LSB, and she has been fully reinstated.
Darlene.
I'm done.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so we're going to go through the reports. The next report is Mark Van Landuit. And Mark, you have 15 minutes.
Well, thank you, Carol. This is sort of an encore presentation of what I presented last week to the PMB. And apologies to Darlene and Aki and James to have to hear it all again. Carol, certainly let me know when 10 minutes are up, because 10 minutes is a long time to listen to anyone speak, and I would like to get to questions.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. So what I'm going to be talking about, speaking personally, I believe is one of the most important things that KPFA and Pacifica can be focusing on at this moment. And the basic truth that we have to be facing is that the future of radio is not on radio. Now, I know, I'll say this kindly. Pacifica Network is far behind the curve, and KPFA is ahead of the rest of the Pacifica Network in establishing itself into new media. So I want to give credit to all the people that have been responsible for that. But we're still way behind. So the basic mission is for KPFA to make that transition into being a multi-platform digital media organization. And it's very crucial. By any measurement, we're way behind. So the three things that I want everyone to keep in mind through what I'm going to tell you is, number one, podcasting and social media is the bare minimum. Number two, every radio show is a YouTube show. And number three, YouTube means revenue. So those are the three things I want you to keep in mind. And when I talk about YouTube, I'm also talking about Twitch and Wowza and Rockfin and Flow Player and whatever the next big video platform is going to be. A lot of these platforms are free for us to use, but our mission going forward has to be about planning, direction, and budgeting. And this is not to say that this is the ultimate financial solution to our current crisis, because whatever Pacifica's current crisis is KPFA's current crisis. But this is an important first step into securing KPFA's future. So going through these in detail, your radio show is a YouTube show. Every radio show must become a YouTube show. It's very simple. It begins with placing a camera in front of the microphone, and it finishes with a video clip that is interesting, that is exciting, engaging, provocative. YouTube is where ideas and debate is happening. It is where ideology is tested and embraced. So KPFA shows need to stay relevant, and relevancy is happening on media platforms that will bring audiences to KPFA. The public square is where the public is, and that is currently YouTube and social media. It is my understanding that our studio has cameras and a TriCaster. If that's true, then everything done in the studio can be filmed and streamed, and should be. I know Antonio's doing weekly recaps. If that's being done in studio with cameras, fantastic. That is the first step. For any programmers that are reluctant to go this direction, the old cliche, oh, but I only have a face for radio. And if that's used as an excuse, it's not. If you have a brain for radio, you have a brain for YouTube. It's your intelligence and authenticity that matters more than your personal beauty. Public intellectuals are the only intellectuals that matter. So if you're bringing news, you're bringing ideas, you're bringing novel perspectives, your videos, our videos will be that currency, that intellectual and monetary currency on YouTube. A quick note about podcasting. Now, podcasting itself is a dying medium. Podcasting your radio show is the bare minimum of what your show should be doing. Radio transformed into podcasting, podcasting transformed into YouTube. Now, of course, like I said before, of course, in a few years, there's going to be another platform, I'm sure, that will usurp YouTube. But in the meantime, if you have a show that has stretched itself into being on YouTube, it's ready for the next transition. A broadcaster is someone who broadcasts, period. Doesn't matter what the medium is. And also in terms of guests and correspondents, we have a contemporary culture now that is fully integrated into using Zoom. There's little excuse not to have guests on camera. And I keep want to stress this, multimedia, it's not a fashion, it's survival. It's survival. Social media, one hitting on social media. Social media is more than self-promotion. For our programs, creating social media teaches you a lot about your own show because you're promoting your show at its best. And so when you make clips, highlights, finding that moment, a moment of revelation, a moment of truth, a moment of conflict, a moment of emotion, this is the things that attract audiences. And if our shows don't have those highlights to clip, then there's something lacking in our shows. I want to credit our social media team who's handling our account. I have to say the KPFA logo is distinctive, but I should say that for people under the age of 40, radio call numbers, they don't mean much. Of course, they're necessary, but I want us to think about our branding. That's a terrible corporate term, but our branding. You know, it has to be more than just KPFA and it should, you know, the people's media, the corporate free media, something along those lines. And speaking of branding, everyone here should know there is a massive national and international audience just waiting for us to do this. Did you know that the Bay Area, and specifically Berkeley, is the nexus of all culture wars happening in America right now? It seems like the only people who don't know this are people in the Bay Area and Berkeley. So there is a huge right-wing media industrial complex. They have created a boogeyman for their audiences. The Bay Area Berkeley boogeyman is animating a political battle by neo-fascist forces across the country. And they're winning on this boogeyman. And the Bay Area is completely oblivious to this. And the reason why the right-wing media is able to get away with this straw man is because the left of the Bay Area are so faceless, because we're so in our self-contained echo chamber. And in that incredible silence, there's no thrust and parry of ideas. There's no popular dialogue of these competing forces. There's no dialectic. And the only leftist institution in the Bay Area with any kind of potential reach is KPFA. So I say, there's been a branding that's been handed to us. Let's embrace it. And with it, start leading discussion. Start creating the conversation. KPFA must become the voice and face of the left in terms of these culture war debates. And of course, I say all this. I know that we can't go into micromanaging every show. And I say that with full acknowledgement of that. But when I listen back to programs from the 70s and even into the 80s, it's so bracing to hear Pacifica Broadcasting because of the urgency and immediacy. And we have those same issues now. Climate change, inequality, healthcare, war, corruption. These are happening now. They're a threat now. The sound of KPFA must have that urgency. All news is breaking news. And I'm so proud of our news department that the fact that we have one is an amazing thing. And it's extraordinary that I think we're the only station with a dedicated news agency, and we must do everything we can to preserve that. And I think it's no coincidence that's one of our top rated shows every day. The moment is ripe for us to do it, because the moment has almost passed in terms of us embracing a multi-platform digital media thing, but we have to for our survival. And I know, because I got such a negative response in my PNB presentation, that there's a lot of people that do not want to think outside of radio, that think that Pacifica and KPFA and all of these stations, that their mission is purely a radio one. But I will offer that for KPFA and Pacifica, our tradition, our heritage of dissenting voices, of counter narratives to power, of voices of the community, of bringing radical perspectives from the streets and from the university, of being the media that is not controlled by forces of capital, that mission is bigger than the medium. And now we are forced to be thinking about this, because we must now grow beyond radio for relevancy and for our survival. And so again, the basic things, I'll just restate them. Podcasting and social media is the bare minimum. Every radio show is a YouTube show. And YouTube means revenue.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
For your great presentation and your insight and your...
Right on the 10 minutes.
Yeah, right on 10 minutes. Now we're going to take questions on this specific topic to Mark. So if you have a question about multimedia related to this topic, please raise your hand. Okay, James McFadden, go ahead. Oh, James took his hand down. Richard Walensky, go ahead.
Yeah, as, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
I can hear you. Okay. Yeah, well, as someone who was actually there,
5 minutes, right?
What, one of the problems with moving over into video, aside from the fact that someone would have to train me, is the fact that I edit, audio, and I do heavy editing of audio. I can't do the same with video because it's too time intensive, way too time intensive, even if it was up to snuff. On top of that, a lot of my material is archive material, and that, of course, doesn't lend itself to video. However, the other side of it, to throw this out, is that when you go to video, when you go to YouTube, you can actually do audio with 5 or 6 images, you know, over the course of a half hour or something. So that is possible, but somebody needs to do it. And from my perspective, I can't, and the time constraints are too great, and there's no money to hire people to do it. So you're kind of hitting up against a wall, I think.
Okay, I believe that's time. I forgot to start timing, but I will.
That's fine. That's timing. Fine. I'd like him to respond.
Okay. So I'll take everyone's, thank you for that. I'll take everyone's questions because it's only 5 minutes, and I'll try to do a catch-all response to everybody that will incorporate everyone's questions.
All right.
Onwards.
Onwards. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, go ahead. Elizabeth, I think you're muted.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you, Mark, for that presentation. I'd like to point out that I put on the chat radio programs such as Code Pick Radio and the one COVID Race and Democracy, which is called COVID Task Force .pacifica.org, which is aired on the Pacifica YouTube channel and SoundCloud. Work Week Radio, and there's many other programs that are aired along the in the other Pacifica stations, which are not aired at KPFA and have not been picked up, and which are very important. I am all for the culture, you know, definitions regarding the struggle for abortion rights and all those things, because I've been involved in it since I was very young, actually. However, I also think that we're missing a very important labor.
Elizabeth, this is a time for questions. So questions only. Do you have a question for Mark?
Excuse me. I don't understand why we couldn't give our comments as regular LSB members regarding to what they're saying.
This is a report. And so do you have a question for Mark about the report?
Oh, yes. What did you think about incorporating more labor type of programming, as well as programming for example, apprenticeship program as well, which seems to be on the chopping block at KPFA right now, the actual apprenticeship program that one of our LSB members, Frank Sterling, is co-director.
Elizabeth.
Say thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Donna, do you have a question?
About the report.
She's muted. Donna, unmute. Yeah.
I'm unmuted. What I perceive is that this is going to require some organizational and financial management to make this happen. And right now, is there a plan or will there be one?
Thank you, Donna. Fred Dodsworth, do you have a question
about the report? Yes, I do. Have we looked at working with youth radio? Have we worked at looking at Berkeley TV or San Francisco TV, which are public facilities that are available to us? Have we looked at working with the media center, which is just a block or two away from KPFA? These all have video capabilities, and I think they could be engaged in making this possible.
Thank you. Chris, do you have a question about the report?
Indeed, I do. Or at least a question about an element of the report. How is, we have a use license for music at, KPFA that allows, people who have music programming to broadcast. how does that license transfer to YouTube and other social media, or does it not transfer at all? Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Franklin, do you have a question about the report? Unmute.
I'm sorry, I was trying to unmute. Little trouble toggling back and forth on the phone. I put some of them in the chat. At Carol, as you know, and we've been trying to do videos for a long time at the First Voice Apprenticeship Program. At the beginning, there was a lot of resistance to it. Carol, you may remember that.
Frank, this is not a question. Frank, we just have, just please get to the question.
Let him finish.
I was just leading up to my question. Could I keep going?
Go.
Do it.
Okay. So, over the years, we've accumulated, all these videos of like actions around the area. Where could we post those? Because I was having no luck, with the station posting our videos. I seen that they posted some videos that they did in the studio. But I can't get our videos to be posted. Occasionally we had some bad audio, but the main ones I'm talking about, you know, were professional quality. We had a video operator, Bright Path Video, who would stream, and the apprenticeship program provided the microphones, and we were out at the protests and, you know, the climate rallies and all that. So where could we put those and how could we utilize those? They might even be, some of them are probably getting to the historic level because they're getting old, because we did our first one in 2009.
Frank, and, our 5 minutes is up for this.
Okay, well,
part.
I just so curious.
Thank
what
you
for
the time. It was a question.
Okay, what could we do with the videos that we got?
Thank you. Okay, Mark, how about if you take just very briefly answer what you can to the accumulated questions, maybe from the board.
That, and I'll try to be as swift as I possibly can be. In terms of what Frank asked, what KPFA needs to do is we need to have a branded, centralized distribution point. Okay. And so that I'm happy to tell you, leading into the next question, that is the cheap thing. That is the thing that doesn't require any money, but it requires commitment and it has to require someone from Pacifica and KPFA to make it legal and standing. What we do need, we need planning, we need direction, and we need budgeting for personnel. Now, by my estimation, we can have a technician and two editors to be creating content constantly that has to be uploaded and has to be interesting content, and we can be streaming. We have to work out with legal what the broadcasting agreements are with, you know, say shows like Democracy Now! Or things like that we have. Which brings me to another point. Look at the successes of Pacifica, shows that are bigger than Pacifica in terms of that they can survive without Pacifica. Democracy Now!, Tom Hartman, Jimmy Dore Show, all these shows have kept up with media, have kept up with the different platforms, have kept up with the different technology. In terms of working with Berkeley TV and the Media Center, we need to create a space in our scheduling where the young voices will come forward. So the left, we're at a disadvantage. We're antisocial. We're introverts. We have trust issues. We're pessimists. We're not always the most engaging people at the party, but there's no alternative to talent. So when you have people with initiative, drive, high expectations of themselves, people that are making shows and constantly making those shows better, those people will come out. I have to say in the East Bay, we have DSA East Bay, sort of the residue around the movements around the Bernie Sanders campaigns. These are some of the smartest people of their generation, these young people. We need to have a space for them to play around and fail, and a safe space for them to succeed. Incorporating labor, I think that's imperative. There is a resurgence of the labor movement happening right now that is extremely exciting. And there's no consistent media coverage of it. And as more and more places are organizing, be interesting to have a show that's based around that and youth focus. All right. The last thing I have to say, the question about music. Music on YouTube is pretty much a no-go in terms of revenue. So those licenses will not carry over on YouTube. Those will be demonetized. What we can do is we can have those music shows on our streaming platforms, and you can do certain things with iTunes, but not Stitcher. It's very complicated, but the short answer to is no. Those music licenses do not extend to YouTube if we want to be monetized. I'm just thinking if there's anything I forgot, forgive me. Is there any questions I think so that, so again, we have to start doing this. We have to catch up with the times and we are way behind. Oh, the first question about technology. So I know for those of us who, have studios, that, you know, create our programs and our home facilities, we have a Hollywood studio, most of us in our hands with that damn iPhone. So you can edit, you can film with Zoom, you can record whoever you're speaking to. There are plenty of ways content when you're making a radio show. So again, planning, direction, and budgeting. We may have an influx of money coming in the future, and so we got to prepare about what a thriving KPFA looks like, what it looks like and what it sounds like. So, and I'm happy to talk about any of these particular issues in more detail. I'll put my email in the chat and, that's all. All right. I think I've exhausted, your time and your patience. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. We will now have a report from Sharon Adams, the KPFA local station board treasurer.
How many minutes?
Okay. Sharon, you have 10 minutes.
All right. So, okay. Well, that was a very interesting report and I really appreciate that from Mark. But I will just go into my report and then I'm going to say a few things. So yes, I was just elected treasurer and thanks to those of you who voted for me, I really appreciate it. I've only been to one NFC National Finance Committee since I was elected. It was a completely open meeting. So everything that I'm about to tell you was stated in open session. So at the meeting, of course, the dire, and I had that written down before Darlene said it was always being mentioned, the dire finances of Pacifica were discussed. As many of you know, Pacifica has over a $3.2 million loan by FJC that it owes to FJC. I won't go into a lot of the details around the loan, but because this was, I want to clarify, this was stated in open session that Pacifica had paid off. I don't know exactly how much of the principal it had paid off. I believe it was around $500,000 or $600,000, but I'm not exactly sure on that. But anyway, what Pacifica did was it borrowed against the principal that it had paid off. It borrowed a certain amount of money against that. And so it took back the principal that it had paid. And it was used, and this was all stated in open session, it was used to pay health insurance at other stations, not KPFA. It was used to pay general liability insurance and director's errors and omission insurance and to make the $57,000 interest payment that was required to go to FJC in December. So that was what that money was used for. As I understand it, there's not a lot left over after that. So as Darlene did mention, there's not a lot of extra money around. It's also was stated, excuse me, in open session that, this funds that have been taken out of the principal were put into an escrow account and that the general counsel for Pacifica has the authority to write checks off that escrow account. So switching subjects now, at the meeting, the main topic at the NFC meeting was WBAI's budget. So I just want to clarify that was the topic of this meeting. That's why I'm talking about it before people like accuse me of all kinds of things. Okay. So the budget was for WBAI budget for fiscal year 23. As you know, Pacifica's fiscal year starts on October 1st. So this is a budget. So the Pacifica's fiscal year 23 started on October 1st, 2022. That's when it started. But the National Finance Committee is currently reviewing WBAI's budget for that fiscal year that's already 3 months in. It would have been very helpful to have actual figures for what's going on, expenses and income at WBAI for October, November, and December, which are part of the current fiscal year. However, apparently, I guess since NEDA is gone now, we're not getting actuals as we were before. And so there are no actual figures apparently across the network for the current fiscal year. In looking at the WBAI budget as it was presented, it had a deficit of over $144,000. However, this budget made assumptions based, well, if you looked at past, let me just say there were certain things that perhaps were not considered. For example, last year, WBAI had over $178,000 paid for consultants, whereas in the current budget, they're estimating $120,000 for consultants, but there's been no explanation of how the $58,000 would have been saved. So perhaps there's indication that perhaps the budget doesn't fully account for all the figures. I've asked that question, and that should be addressed. And I want to say, while we're on the topic of consultants, that KPFA has spent zero on consultants last year. I also, since I just want to, I don't know, I just feel the need to say this. On the topic of consultants, in my opinion, it appears that the consultant expenditures by WBAI may violate California law. Under California law, a consultant cannot be a person that performs with work within a hiring company's business. For example, as a yoga person that was involved in yoga, I know this affected many yoga studios when the law was passed, and they no longer could have independent contractors as yoga teachers. They had to become employees because the function of the yoga studio was to do yoga. Well, when you're a radio broadcast company and you have hosts on the air broadcasting, they are working for the main function of the company. Therefore, they should properly be classified as employees, but I believe some of them are being classified as consultants at WBAI. WBAI proposes to overcome its deficit by doing government-sponsored public service announcements and also by the underwriting that was discussed. I really want to support what Mark was saying about YouTube and video, because I personally believe that is the way to increase listenership. That is the way we need to be going, because, and I would also add Rumble in there as a platform that we should definitely be on, because as we all know, YouTube has censored, and I mean, we've just had evidence of how government funding may come with strings. For example, what the Twitter files have just revealed about how the government was attempting to suppress speech, and that was happening on YouTube as well, apparently. So we want to go with a platform like Rumble that doesn't do that. But anyway, I just really want to say yes, yes to the media, multimedia platform. And that is my presentation on the budget, on what happened at the NFC. So perhaps.
Thank you, Sharon. Are there any questions on Sharon's report?
3 minutes.
We have 3 minutes. Please state your questions briefly. Thank you. Elizabeth?
Yes, Sharon, since you've been elected treasurer, do you have any specific reports regarding donations, monies that have been sent to KPFA right now?
No.
And can I ask for a second question?
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
And are you going to be providing that kind of information as part of your treasurer responsibilities to this LSB?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, next question.
Next question, Chris, go ahead.
Oh boy, I've lost my train of thought. Put Fred in front of me. I'll remember.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Go ahead, Fred.
So Sharon, what I've heard from you is that WBAI is constantly running a fairly serious negative numbers and has questionable legal standing in terms of what they are spending money on. What are we going to do about that? Because otherwise, they're just throwing a giant anchor at the entire network that's going to drive us all into bankruptcy.
Okay, well, I can address that, I guess, right now. I plan to vote no on the budget if it's not a balanced budget, although I will presume that the rest of the NFC will vote, or the majority of it will vote for it, and the PMB also will pass it on, which is part of why, you know, it sometimes is frustrating to be involved in this organization and to have people on this very LSB that don't seem to recognize the financial facts that are reality. That's all I can do is vote against it as an NFC member.
Okay. Thank you. Chris, go ahead.
All right. I did remember. So, we were getting monthly compiled, financial statements through NEDA through the time that they departed us. Have we received any, monthly financial statements since that time? Thank you.
I don't believe so, Chris, but you were on the NFC during October, November, and December.
And we didn't during those months. That's why I'm asking you. Have we received either October or November at this juncture?
Nothing to this point. Nothing at all. Nothing.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I would like to take a moment as we transition into our public comments time. If you would like to make a public comment, please raise your hand or press star nine on your phone. Thank you to all of the listeners who've come to the meeting today. We're very grateful for your ongoing support of KPFA. There have been many emails to the KPFA local station board after $300,000 were levied from KPFA's bank accounts for actions that took place at WBAI. Questions and concerns have been raised about how KPFA donor money is used, KPFA's financial relationship with the Pacifica Network, and Pacifica's governance structure. KPFA board members are investigating listener and staff concerns and exploring possible options. Ultimately, it will be the listeners who decide on some of these key issues. It will be great if there can be win-win resolutions that can both protect KPFA's donor money and assets and help Pacifica to rebuild and restructure during this challenging time. During public comments time, we would like to hear your thoughts and preferences. If you would like to make a public comment again, please raise your hand or press star 9 on your phone. We will divide the time into 30 minutes time, and each person will get a minute to speak, giving preference, will get a proportional amount of time to speak, giving preference to those who have not shared during public comments recently. We ask that you follow our group agreements during sharing to speak respectfully, no name calling or personal attacks, focus, and that also includes naming people's offices. Focus on facts, or issues and proposals. Use attribution and documentation when speaking about others or groups. And please honor the chair and timekeeper and stop when your time is notified. Okay, so I'm looking.
Information.
State your point. Who said that?
Fred Dodsworth.
Oh, Fred, state your point.
I would like to remind everybody that the public comments are just for people who are not members of the LSB. I'm not certain about members of the PNB.
Yes, and I would like to ask any members of the PNB who wish to speak to identify yourself as a PNB member. And we have members of the PNB from governance speak after, because we really want to hear from the public, and especially members of the public who haven't had an opportunity recently to speak. So
this is Sharon. I have a point of information. I get a request of information.
State your point, Sharon.
As timer, how much time am I giving people?
Okay, I think we should begin with, I want to ask again, if you would like to share during public comments, please raise your hand at this time. And if you are not able to raise your hand on Zoom, put your hand up, and Kai, can you help us to look and see whose hand is up? I think I saw Terry Paris put her hand up.
I see 8 people with their hands up, so why don't we assume that that's a maximum of 3 minutes, because there are going to be certainly 2 people that are going to show up shortly.
Well, should I do 2 minutes then? Because don't we have only
2
minutes? Okay, 2 minutes.
2 minutes each.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 minutes each. Okay. I see Thomas, Moran. Please, go ahead, Thomas, for 2 minutes.
Thank you. I think 2 minutes is a little short, but I'm going to try to go fast. Of course, I'm speaking regarding the seizing of funds at KPFA. Before I go on, I want to thank the members of the KPFA management and the programmers for the straightforward manner of which they came to the listeners and to notify us about what was going on. This is crucial as the most valuable asset that we have between the listener and the station is trust. I speak to you today not only as a listener, but I'm a past Pacifica board member. I served on the board from 1999 to 2001 during the past crisis. I was on the 1999 50-year committee, also why I was fired. So I bring a number of governance issues in particular that have been of concern for years, but this latest sputtering of the engine of our mothership has really been of concern. I want to recommend, and I'm going to begin to socialize this idea myself, to hold KPFA listener forums. I held such forums in 1995. I interviewed 600 individuals in groups of 100, breaking them up into tables of eight and summarizing a lot of deep thought. And I think something to that effect, where the facts that you all know very intimately but are foreign to those of us who only listen to the radio at this point, need to be pushed back to us. And then you need to hear a true summary, which can be done with an organized type of forum. And I am not only going to organize, but I'm going to volunteer to work with those that are interested, best done in partnership, of course, with the station and with the LAB, so that we have some sense that whatever you hear from the listeners is something that has weight and will carry us to a relationship in the future to preserve this very, very important resource for our region. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the time. next person is William
Rothman.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, William.
Thank you very much. A long-time listener, first-time participant at a board meeting. I like a lot of other people, very disturbed when all of a sudden, due to the mistakes of WBAI, $300,000 was removed from the bank account. Now, that doesn't have to happen too often for the for Pacifica to go out of business. And it also shouldn't have to happen very often before you realize that that's going to happen if nothing is done to separate KPFA from the Pacifica organization. And frankly, I listen to KPFA because I find it a wonderful station. And if it was called PZQZ, I would listen to it too. And I believe that that's true for all of the listeners to KPFA. So I really think that, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. Unless you feel that somehow you're going to have some sort of, WBAI placed under some kind of custodian relationship, I say that humorously, I think you're going to anticipate that's going to happen over and over again, and you're going to be taken down along with Pacifica. So I would urge you to face what I feel is the reality and separate KPFA, call it whatever you want. Chris Welch on her show, she said that the cost of frequencies is going down now. And you can buy a frequency for much less than used to be the case. At any rate, I would urge you to look what's happened and to anticipate what's going to happen and then act accordingly. Thank you very much for your attention.
Next, I would like to call on Susan Scott for up to 2 minutes. Susan, we haven't heard from you recently, so I'm giving preference to new people. Thank you. Go ahead, Susan.
Hi, thank you so much for including us. And I just got on in time to hear Mark and Sharon's reports and really appreciated it. And I just feel as I have been on these LSB programs before and said, you know, we just, that leadership, the listenership needs to hear this stuff. And so I really hope that somehow there will be some kind of a program oriented toward what's going on. I know everybody's very scared that if people find out what's going on, they won't donate. Well, that obviously is not the case. I think that last program, the last time that we raised money, you raised money, showed that people, the more desperate things are, the more people give money. So anyway, what I really wanted to know is anybody addressing the issue of how people who are, you know, listeners and donors to KPFA can make sure that, that their money isn't going to this, what seems like a really crazy Pacifica, organization. If at least there could be something set up to allow, donors to make donations specifically to KPFA for its programs. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Next up is, let's see, there, call-in user, well, I don't know the call-in users, and because people are not required to identify themselves, I'm going to go ahead and just take everyone now in order. So, Carlos Cohan, please, go ahead and share. Thank you. Up to 2 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, first of all, to clarify to the whole LSB, I was a member of the general public. I didn't, I ran and I didn't make it into the LSB, but was, I was just the next one. So when somebody in the LSB was gone, I was a member of the LSB for a very short time. And again, now a member of the general public. I just wanted to clarify so people don't think that I'm talking and I'm still a member of the LSB. And I just want to say that I'm fine. I'm fine either way. I'm trying to help KPFA. I've been trying to help for many, many, many years. My personal observation is that, the other topic is I want to thank KPFA for being transparent right away about the $300,000. And it's obvious that listeners responded very well to that transparency, and I'm very glad they did. My personal observations so far from the little that I have seen is that there is a huge dysfunction within Pacifica, that is between the Pacifica National Board and mostly KPFA, LSB, and other members. And for some reason, and I don't know the whole history, we cannot seem to work together, which to me is completely unthinkable at a time when the country is facing a huge threat from national, from the hard right, from fascist tendencies. Why can't we progressive people get our act together and help and rescue or somehow resolve the problem with Pacifica? So at this point, I'm begging the LSB to start researching ways for KPFA to become more financially independent from Pacifica. I know I'm not the only one. I talked to many listeners from KPFA. They don't want to donate to KPFA because they feel like money's going to Pacifica.
That's
so I think it's crucial that we explore that option. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Next up is Pete Ferrugio.
Thank you. My name is Pete Ferrugio. Two things. First, I'm a runner-up from the last election. My understanding is that, I don't know if it was the national board or somebody, was suggesting to the local stations that members of the local boards who have been in office for 6 years or more should move over and open up space for new blood and new ideas. And I'd like to see that happen here. The second thing is I'm hearing all this talk, even in this meeting, about seceding from Pacifica, separating from Pacifica, forming your own station. I think that would be a very bad idea. Whatever you have to say about how Pacifica is being run, your only strength is going to be in a nationwide network, which has kept Pacifica going since the beginning. Just to point out that if there are wealthy donors or interests behind this idea in the background to create a separate station, just think that, you know, once they succeed in doing something like that, you folks who say for the good of our station, we should separate, those wealthy people will move you right out and turn it into a commercial radio station. That's the nature of capitalism. Okay, I'm done. Thank you.
Next person is Richard Stone. Richard, please unmute. You have 2 minutes.
Yes. Hi. Yeah. Yeah. My name is Rich Stone. I'm also ran for LSB and was a runner up, and also past member of the community advisory board, and in regards to the the financial the exceeding financial situation due to the to the $300,000 fine, I was just wondering what type of legal recourse you're going to take, or perhaps I find it confusing, because I didn't really see any we were told that KPFA was the only one of all the existing bank accounts that actually had enough money to do it, to actually pay off the fine. And considering the fact that that some of the money that we raise during our fund drives goes to other goes to to help ease the pay in other stations, why couldn't we just have like at least one special fund drive for every single station? And even if you have to, I don't know what the bylaws dictate, create a special bank account and to accumulate all the money and one just to pay that off. And any excess of money could actually that we would raise above that would actually go to benefit the other stations, to including our own in order to
Richard, your time is up.
Okay, yeah, that's so. If you could have anyone can answer,
Richard, your time is up.
Yeah. I'd like to have my question.
Richard, your time is up.
I heard you, but I hope I can have my question.
Thank you. Please stop.
Aha. Yeah.
Next person.
Yeah, thanks for answering the question. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Next person is call in user. I can't.
510.
510-900-1160. I won't say the whole thing. The 1160 is the last ones.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, Isis Farrell, KPFA and BAI listener in Oakland, extending a warm welcome back to Lisa. I'm calling to complain about an email I received January 6th from an anonymous KPFA management team that read like a referendum campaign mailing. It claimed to update about funds seized due to arbitration with a former ED, but contained no new information. Instead, it was an inflammatory misrepresentation of Pacifica seizing assets from KPFA that were actually seized by federal marshals. It compared Pacifica to a corporation like Microsoft and KPFA to its marketing department. The metaphor is revealing because this was indeed marketing, a not-so-veiled attempt to convince members to vote to separate KPFA from the network. The author's original abandoned metaphor is much more appropriate. It likened Pacifica to a tree with branches that include KPFA. I would go back further, back into our history, and remind you KPFA is in fact the seed out of which Pacifica grew. Yeah. Community radio is not a sterile, greedy corporate machine, but a living organism. Community means inclusion, solidarity, mutual aid, and we don't kick our children or siblings to the curb, like some have been trying to do with BAI, which led to the arbitration and seizing of funds in the first place. I'm calling today, even though this LSB has become a discouragingly undemocratic meeting happening less, public comments pushed to the end after decisions are already made, and remarks holding anyone accountable muted. We fund Pacifica stations and elect representatives of our communities to our LSBs, which entitles us to accountability.